One, two, five, B。欢迎你来到 B 面。
Lesson 8.
Chart 1 shows the daily average amount of time the students of the school spend on different after-class activities. The students put the most time, 93 minutes, into their homework, and next in line is watching TV, which takes up 46 minutes. They put in about the same amount of time listening to music and working on the computer. 34 minutes and 30 minutes each. While 25 minutes is spent on sports, only 12 minutes goes into housework. As is shown on Chart 2, only 10% of their time is taken up by sports activities. I think the school should encourage the students to exercise more after class. This will make them healthier and more energetic.
Lesson 9. Version 1. Maybe you forgot you spent the money on something else yesterday afternoon. It's also possible a pickpocket stole your money while you were shopping. Or maybe you lost it on your way home. It's even possible that you haven't lost it at all. You put on a different jacket this morning and you left the 10 yuan in the other jacket. So the missing money may still be in the other jacket, the one you were wearing yesterday. Don't worry about it. Version 2.
Slowly exaggerate. 夸张的读.
Okay, Xiaoming. It's nothing to worry about. You probably just left the money at home. Did you empty your pockets last night? The money's probably lying on your desk or in thepocket of your other jacket or somewhere. I bet your mom will find it when she cleans your room today. Well, maybe a pickpocket stole it on the bus this morning. Or maybe you just dropped it somewhere. It's no big deal, Xiaoming. Money comes and money goes. Don't be such a crybaby.
Now, naturally, 自然的朗读。
Okay, Xiaoming, it's nothing to worry about. You probably just left the money at home. Did you empty your pockets last night? The money's probably lying on your desk or in the pocket of your other jacket or somewhere.I bet your mom will find it when she cleans your room today. Well, maybe a pickpocket stole it on the bus this morning. Or maybe you just dropped it somewhere. It's no big deal, Xiaoming. Money comes and money goes. Don't be such a crybaby.
As loudly, as quickly, as clearly as possible.
Okay, Xiaoming, it's nothing to worry about. You probably just left the money at home. Did you empty your pockets last night? The money's probably lying on your desk or in the pocket of your other jacket or somewhere. I bet your mom will find it when she cleans your room today. Well, maybe a pickpocket stole it on the bus this morning. Or maybe you just dropped it somewhere. It's no big deal, Xiaoming. Money comes and money goes. Don't be such a crybaby.
Keep on practicing.
You know, practice makes perfect.
请坚持操练。你知道，熟能生巧。
Lesson 10.
October 13th.2004. Wednesday. Fine. Today, our teacher put me in charge of the wall newspaper in my class. I decided to try my best to complete it. First of all, the chief purpose of the wall newspaper is to provide information to all my classmates. So I plan to write the latest news and some interesting stories on it. Secondly,The wall newspaper is a good medium for helping us study things like English grammar and learning skills. The design of the wall newspaper is very important, too. Good design attracts more readers. Oh, there is one thing I almost forgot. I will report some events that happened around us. I'll make the wall newspaper interesting, helpful, and meaningful.
Lesson 11. Version 1. The students of Class 3 had a discussion about whether it is necessary to start learning English from childhood. Some of them think that English learning should start early in childhood. As little boys and girls have a very good memory, they can learn a lot of English words by heart. This will help them lay a solid foundation for their future English learning. But others do not agree. Young children have to learn Chinese pinyin at school. If they study Chinese pinyin and English at the same time, it will be very easy for them to mix them up. This will do a lot of harm not only to their Chinese learning, but also to their future English learning. In short, the students have not arrived at any agreement yet. Version 2.
Slowly exaggerate. 夸张地读.
The students of Class 3 had a discussion about whether it is necessary to start learning English from childhood. Opinions were divided. Those in favor of learning English from a young age pointed out that young children have strong memories and are able to learn lots of new words. A strong vocabulary will help lay a solid foundation for their future English studies. Other students disagreed, however. They pointed out that young students have to learn Chinese pinyin. Young learners will be likely to mix up pinyin and English if they are learning both at the same time. This will have a bad effect on both their Chinese and their English. The class had a heated discussion, but was unable to reach an agreement.
Now, naturally, 自然地朗读.
The students of Class 3 had a discussion about whether it is necessary to start learning English from childhood. Opinions were divided. Those in favor of learning English from a young age pointed out that young children have strong memories and are able to learn lots of new words. A strong vocabulary will help lay a solid foundation for their future English studies. Other students disagreed, however. They pointed out that young students have to learn Chinese pinyin. Young learners will be likely to mix up pinyin and English if they are learning both at the same time. This will have a bad effect on both their Chinese and their English. The class had a heated discussion, but was unable to reach an agreement.
As quickly as possible.
The students of Class 3 had a discussion about whether it is necessary to start learning English from childhood. Opinions were divided. Those in favor of learning English from a young age pointed out that young children have strong memories and are able to learn lots of new words. A strong vocabulary will help lay a solid foundation for their future English studies. Other students disagreed, however. They pointed out that young students have to learn Chinese pinyin. Young learners will be likely to mix up pinyin and English if they are learning both at the same time. This will have a bad effect on both their Chinese and their English. The class had a heated discussion, but was unable to reach an agreement.
Lesson 12.
Dear friends, I'm glad to have this opportunity to share with you my ideas on how to use pocket money. As our standard of living improves, we get more and more pocket money from our parents and relatives. But how should we spend it? First of all, you can save it in the bank to cultivate a good habit of saving money. When you really need money, you can take some out. Secondly, it's a good idea to buy some books on science or arts which expand your knowledge. Or, if you are interested in stamp collecting, music, or sports, you could use your pocket money on these things. Students may spend their pocket money in many different ways, but it should never be wasted on junk food or video games.
Lesson 13. At about 9 o'clock last night, I was doing my homework. Suddenly, I heard my neighbor shouting and laughing loudly. He was watching a football game on TV. I couldn't go on studying and became impatient. I couldn't even block out the noise by covering my ears, so I had to go talk to my neighbor. I knocked at his door and said, "Good evening, Mr. Young. Could you please turn your TV down a bit? I am doing my homework." "Oh, I'm really sorry to have disturbed you. I'll try to keep it quiet," my neighbor said politely. "Thank you very much," I said, and went back to continue my study. Lesson 14.
One Sunday morning, there were some people in Zhongshan Park. At a stand, a woman was buying an ice cream when a young man behind her snatched her handbag away. She shouted, "Stop! Thief! He snatched my bag!" Hearing this, a few people began to run after him. There was an old man sitting quietly on a bench nearby. As the purse snatcher was running past him, the old man quickly stuck out his umbrella and tripped the thief. The young man fell down on the ground hard. Soon, two policemen in a police car came and arrested him. The woman thanked the old man, and the people around praised the old man for his cleverness.
Lesson 15, Version 1. Dear Peter, you'll be happy to hear that our school has started on a new program. The purposes of the program are to make our school more beautiful, to make the air cleaner and fresher, and to turn our school into a better place for us to study and live. In this program, we will plant different kinds of trees, flowers, and grass on and around our campus. We are going to set aside a quiet, grassy area where we can rest and do some reading. We'll have some statues of famous people to encourage us to work harder. Don't you think it a wonderful program? You are welcome to visit our school if you have the chance. Yours, Wang Xiaoming.
Sing it, please. Coming to life.
Dear Peter, you'll be happy to hear that our school has started on a new program. The purposes of the program are to make our school more beautiful, to make the air cleaner and fresher, and to turn our school into a better place for us to study and live. In this program, we will plant different kinds of trees, flowers, and grass on and around our campus. We are going to set aside a quiet grassy area where we can rest and do some reading. We'll have some statues of famous people to encourage us to work harder. Don't you think it a wonderful program? You are welcome to visit our school if you have the chance. Yours, Wang Xiaoming. Version 2. Dear Peter, how are things in the States? Everything here is great. We're starting a new program to make our school more beautiful. We're trying to create a better study environment with cleaner grounds, fresher air, and a more attractive campus. All around our school, we are planting trees and flowers. We are repainting our classrooms and cleaning them more often. Student artwork now decorates the halls of our school. I think these are wonderful improvements. Everybody thinks that a good environment is important for study. I hope you get the chance to visit our school. I'm sure you'll be impressed by the great improvements. Yours, Wang Xiaoming.
Close your eyes, relax, listen, and follow. 闭上你的眼睛, 放松, 仔细听, 并跟着读, you can make it. 你一定可以做到。
Lesson 16.
I want to get out of town and spend the summer vacation in the countryside. Although life in the city is modern and convenient, there are still some problems such as air pollution, crowdedness, and noise. In the countryside, I can relax and enjoy the beauty of nature. The air is fresh and the water is clean. Everywhere I will see green trees and hear birds singing. I can also go boating, fishing, and swimming in the lake and climbing in the hills. All this will be interesting and good for my health, and it will help me learn more about nature. That's why I want to go to the countryside instead of staying in the city. I'm looking forward to my summer vacation.
Lesson 17. Dear Bob, it's very kind of you to write to me and let me know about your beautiful city. Now I'd like to tell you something about my hometown, Jiangcheng. The city stands on the banks of the Yangtze River. It is a beautiful place for people to live. Its economy has been developing rapidly for the past 10 years. New factories, houses, and roads have been built. More schools and hospitals are available for its people. However, there are still some problems, such as water and air pollution and heavy traffic during rush hour. In my opinion, Jiangcheng should develop its economy scientifically. I also think that the growth of its population should be brought under control so that we'll have a better hometown in the future. Yours, Xiaohua. Lesson 18.
Dear Steve, I'm so pleased to learn that you and your classmates are learning Chinese. I'd like to recommend the following two dictionaries. The English-Chinese Chinese-English Dictionary is a really good one for beginners. It has 18,000 English words and 20,000 Chinese words. Besides plenty of examples, it includes many notes telling you how to use the words. The Xinhua Dictionary is the most popular Chinese dictionary, and it contains a vocabulary of 10,000 words. I think it may be more useful to advanced learners of Chinese. The ECCED is a bit expensive, costing 52 RMB, while the XD only costs 11 RMB. Please let me know if you want me to buy either of these dictionaries. Yours, Li Yue.
Lesson 19. Dear Bob, I'm so glad to learn that you're coming in September. I found a place for you. It's a small apartment, about 25 square meters, with a bedroom, a bathroom, and a kitchen. In the bedroom, there is a bed, a sofa, a desk, and a chair. The rent is 500 yuan per month. The apartment is on Fangcao Street, which is not far from Jinxin Chinese School. Bus number 11 goes straight to the school. In fact, it's only one stop away. You can even walk to school. Do you think you'd be interested in the apartment? If not, I can try and find another place for you. Just let me know. Yours, Li Hua.
Yeah, that's good. 太好了, keep going. 继续努力.
Lesson 20.
Version 1. The summer vacation is drawing near. I'm going to enjoy myself over the vacation. I already have a lot of interesting activities planned. My friends and I are going to do good deeds for passers-by. My friends and I will have a competition to see who can help the most people. Whoever gets the most thanks from the passers-by within a given time will win first prize. We will also have a contest to see who can make the most people laugh. Each of us will try our best to make everybody laugh. We can do whatever we like to try to amuse people we meet. We can tell a funny story, make a face, or do something funny. The one who receives the most laughs will be the big winner.
Version 2. I've got big plans for this summer vacation. I'm not just going to sit around the house watching TV. I'm going to spend my summer vacation at the beach. You see, the beach is the most exciting place to be in the summertime. You can swim, play in the sand, and collect seashells. There are lots of interesting people to meet at the beach. Best of all, the sunshine and fresh sea air give you a wonderful sense of health and relaxation. So I'm going to grab my swimsuit and a towel and head to the beach every day this summer. I think I'll also play a little beach volleyball there. There's no doubt about it. This is going to be the best summer vacation ever.
Sing it, please. Come to life.
I've got big plans for this summer vacation. I'm not just going to sit around the house watching TV. I'm going to spend my summer vacation at the beach. You see, the beach is the most exciting place to be in the summertime. You can swim, play in the sand, and collect seashells. There are lots of interesting people to meet at the beach. Best of all, the sunshine and fresh sea air
give you a wonderful sense of health and relaxation. So I'm going to grab my swimsuit and a towel and head to the beach every day this summer. I think I'll also play a little beach volleyball there. There's no doubt about it. This is going to be the best summer vacation ever.
Yes, that was perfect. Taiwan.
This is the end of tape one. Please join us for tape two.